Well, good afternoon, and I'm Mike Morris, University of Arkansas, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our data, but one of the big things that I'd like to talk about is that purple elephant sitting in the middle of the room. When you start talking about comparing data across states with health departments, financial data is not captured in the same way in any two states in the country. So we have to deal with some of the complexities, the nuances of that, standardizing. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the algorithms for handling that. First, I'd like to thank the collaborators and funders in this work. RWJ has funded a lot of this work. And, of course, you all know Betty, but I'd like to point out Athena Panatazis, a doctoral student at the University of Washington, who's been extremely valuable help to us in terms of running the data, and Greg Whitman, who's our data manager at University of Washington. And without it, this complex mass of data could never come to fruition. I have no conflicts to describe, unfortunately. And our topics today are going to be measurement and public health finance, constructing comparable data, how do we do public health expenditures varying over time, and how do they vary across the programmatic designs. We'll leave the rest of that to somebody else to figure out the influence on population health. That'll be Dr. Bickmeyer. Right. That's right. The issue then and now has always been about health problems. Health events have economic and personal costs to society. And we've got this long-held belief. This is from 1889, talking about infectious outbreak in Florida and the economics cost to society of these type things, and that public health systems, if we put our effort into it, we can make a difference. Well, that still is a question today, over 100 years later. Do public health dollars, do our investments actually make a difference in population health? And how do we allocate these resources to make the biggest impact? To start answering this question, first we have to have some type of comparable data on what our investments are. And what are those dollars? And how do they relate from one state to another? We have no uniform system for capturing that data like you have with federally qualified health centers, or the American Hospital Association's data reporting systems, Medicare cost reports, all these things we're used to in the healthcare arena. They don't exist in public health. So one of the things that we've been doing is looking at the inputs, the resources, and the outputs and the outcomes. Some of our examples within the FAST database are dollars and also FTEs, people, the number of staff that we have, outcomes and outputs, service count data, and health status markers. If you look in the literature, there's been a number of articles published over the last few years that have dealt with total public health expenditures and have begun to give us some feel for, yeah, we do have a return on our investment in public health. Glenn Mays has done a number of studies, Paul Irwin, they've shown this total level. Total public health expenditures related with outcomes. But we've always been limited in terms of the ability to go to a finer grain of detail, but now through what we've been doing with FAST, we've started being able to break down to domain levels, such as communicable disease investments, maternal and child health, environmental health investments, and even more fine a grain to the service line, such as immunization expenditures. So we can start categorizing our investments in these systems and how well they're actually performing in terms of giving back to the communities. How do we construct comparable data across states, though? If you look at this, this is a simplified example from the MCH data. Florida, these are all the chart of account items that would fall under MCH in Florida. These are the comparable issues in Washington's financial reporting state. So what did we have to do? We start with the state with the least fine grain. That would be Washington. We've got more detail in the Florida system. Then we look at their reporting guidelines. How do they capture this? How do they define each of these services? And then we start combining Florida's data and collapsing them into categories that would meet with Washington State's data. Big thing at the end, talk to your practitioners. Does a healthcare finance weenie like me, can I figure this stuff out? No. We've got a very active group of public health practitioners from around the country that help us in terms of interpreting what these data are actually reflecting. And so the biggest conflict that we have, beyond the fact that not everyone serves a county, but some serve multi-counties or some serve cities, is the fact that they don't define what their expenditures are the same way. And so we have to spend a lot of effort trying to make comparability. And I'll skip over this, but let's go on and take the data out for a spin. What are we seeing? And so I've got some data here from Florida and Washington. That's data on about 102 county health departments over the years from 2005 to 2009. And we these are based on standardized dollars. If you look at the combined dollars for Washington and Florida, broken out by the four big domains that we look at, maternal and child health, communicable disease, chronic disease, and environmental health. Well, chronic disease, by far the lowest and flat in terms of its expenditures. Environmental health, a little higher, flat. Communicable disease, increased right about 2008-2009. I bet the public health practitioners in here could tell us where that money came from and why it went away. And then maternal and child health has fluctuated, but slightly upward trend later on in the period. But these type of trends are different by the different domains. So our original examinations that looked at just the total expenditures doesn't really tell us all of the story. We're dealing with different areas, mm-hmm. different programmatic areas. These different programmatic areas have different trends in terms of their financing, which, you know, theoretically, hey, could make differences in terms of our outcomes related by different domains. This is a standardized Z-score. It's standardized on expenditures for Florida and Washington based on the five-year moving average for the total expenditures. And when you standardize, you see this variation that looked pretty flat when you were looking at it. In the per capita dollars, when you look at it standardized to the change related to the moving average, chronic disease has gone up pretty well, but some of the others, environmental health, has gotten clocked. So you've got very different pictures when you look at it by domain area versus the total expenditures. Overall, the total expenditures have increased between 2005 and 2009. This is broken down by state, which is showing you that different states show different patterns. Florida Environmental Health has really gotten killed. And this is another thing that we found really interesting, looking at public health expenditures per capita based on the population size of the communities. These communities that have smaller populations, this purple block right here is less than 25, the darker one's 25 to 50. These people that are spending a lot per capita are these small health departments. All these guys spending lower per capita are down here in these larger population groups. I don't know how many of y'all got the chance to attend this morning session with some folks from the University of Kentucky, but they were talking about thresholds and capacity limits. And so this is very much in supportive of that concept. Now looking at it in terms of urban and rural health departments, this is again combined for Washington and Florida. We're seeing very different financing trends between the two. MCH in the urban counties has increased. In the rural counties, it's dropping off. Similarly, been pretty flat with the urban counties, but since 2007-2008, environmental and chronic disease have been decreasing. So where you are matters in terms of your the distributional trends of your financing. And now we're going to take a little step to an even finer grain. We've talked about total expenditures. We've talked about domain level expenditures. Now we're talking about a service line. This is both domain and service lines. The overall total stack here are for the communicable disease domain, but for Florida and Washington, we've now got it split out, where we actually have some of the service lines, such as immunization, sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, and purple's tuberculosis, and the very light blue is surveillance capacity. We also added in Minnesota here. We don't have it broken down as fine a detail yet. We've just started working with Minnesota. But if you look at it over time, immunization made a pretty significant increase there in 2009 in Florida, but not so much in Washington. And you can see that the distribution of spendings vary by different jurisdictions. Yes?
It's your YXS dollars.
Dollars per capita. And as you see, the dollars per capita for the different states, you know, varies as well. But I think that it's really more important than the dollars are their actual trends, because of the fact that the way that Florida does provide services is very different than how Minnesota does it. Florida does a lot of individual health services. When they're talking STDs, they're talking about giving people shots. Down here, you got much more in terms of population level interventions. Washington has sort of a mix. It's more population-based than Florida, but not quite as population-based as Minnesota. So comparing the dollar to dollar isn't really that valid. It's more the rates of investment. And the takeaway on this really is that overall the trend was for increasing expenditures over the period. Total expenditures don't tell the whole story. Our domain level, our service line levels are going to allow us to do a much more detailed analysis than we've been doing in the past with just total expenditures. We have variation geographically, both across states but also within states, particularly in relation to our urban and rural public health and chronic disease. Spending is traditionally very much the lowest area of investment in public health services, although with the transition of epidemiological burden, chronic disease is our largest adversary. So, and the big picture, we don't have outcomes being presented right here in this one, but we know that's where we're going. We're working on that, and so we didn't forget about that. We're not just talking about this financial data for the sake of playing financial games. It's all about figuring out what our efforts in public health do to improving population health.